talk a little bit about what you went through after that hit on Sunday, and have you heard from the league at all about the hit?
You know, that's a tough play. And any time that you see a guy seriously injured on the football field, whether teammate or opponent, you know, we all take that very serious because we understand that, you know, this is our livelihood and this is, you know, our lifelong dream. So it was tough for me mentally and emotionally to see a guy down like that caused from a hit that I was involved in. But, you know, in the same breath as football, and I had to go in there and try to get the play out, the ball out. It wasn't intentional. I spoke to him via text. He's fine. And that's that.
You did talk to him?
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing I thought interesting, in the week before when you guys played the Jets, you sent a receiver in the middle, and you pulled up and didn't hit the receiver. This time you did. What was the difference?
It was a different play. It was different timing. That was Sunday. It was definitely a catchable ball for him, and I had to go in there and try to make a play.
How tough is it? You mentioned you got to keep playing, but put the helmet back on after that, and to keep going at that same level and put that behind you.
It's very tough, especially like I said, when you see a guy down like that. We don't wish harm on any of our opponents, and we don't intentionally try to injure our opponents. We don't play like that, but we do play a physical football, brand of football here. And that's something that we pride ourselves on. But, you know, sometimes plays like that happen. When you send a receiver over the middle and you have a deep safety in the middle, sometimes collisions happen. And, you know, it happened on that play. And, you know, I'm thankful that he's okay now. I talked to him. And, you know, we just got to move on.
Just a football play? Just something that happens?
Yeah, pretty much just a football play. Like I said, receivers going over the middle, the safety's in the middle. You know, a collision is likely to happen.
Ryan, did you know him before the game or anything like that? I wasn't sure personally.
Nah.
Did you text call him?
Yeah, I talked to him via text. He assured me that he's fine. He understands that, you know, plays like that do happen in football. And, you know, I told him it wasn't intentional or anything like that, and he completely understood.
What was the relief like?
I was relieved just to hear from him. I wasn't sure how he was feeling. I wasn't sure how, you know, he reacted or anything or his condition. So once I heard back from him, it was definitely a relief because, you know, like I said, you don't want to see guys injured like that.
Hey, Ryan,
you see us missing right now, or was missing in the second half of the defense?
Just execution and communication, I think, is our biggest issue. And that's something that we just got to continually work on. When you look at the numbers, it's not like anybody's putting up ridiculous numbers against us. But, you know, we just got to get off the field on third down and make the plays when we need to make them.
Hey, Ryan, can you talk a little bit about how their players, the Raiders receivers, said they didn't see any change in what you guys did defensively? In other words, you guys didn't change anything to stop trying to confuse Palmer on that last drive. Did you guys pretty stick with what you were doing the entire game the way they thought you were?
What do you mean, like, as far as switching coverages up?
Coverages or changing, you know, your rushing schemes or anything like that?
No. I mean, we just got to execute our defense. Whatever Coach LeBeau decides what defense he wants us to run, we have to execute that. And, you know, that's our job.
I guess the bigger question is that, is this defense becoming in some ways kind of predictable to maybe some of the opponents?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. But all I do know is whenever a defense is called, whether it's predictable or not, our job is to go out there and execute.
Did you see the end of the game last night?
I just saw one highlight of it. Those refs are in a tough spot, but, you know, that's their call to make. I'm not going to sit here and judge them and say they made the wrong call or the right call. That's not my position.
But as a defensive player, I mean, in that situation, you feel like you got it, guy reaches in, did you see it as an interception?
That's not my call to make.